Such showmanship, too.
I like it.
We are ready.
Style, dial, and everything. It's fantastic.
Yes.
So we have a guest, John Shuchuk, on the show today.
A Microsoft technical fellow.
Technical fellow. And we're going to get to John in a second after we...
Yes.
Sorry, John.
I know. I'm irrelevant over here.
Yeah, we got a shout-out. Got a shout-out, the Hard Hat Challenge.
So I was feeling bad because Mike was having all the fun with the challenges. Mm-hmm. So he's going to let me read this one.
And I'm going to try to be quiet.
Even though he put all the thinking into it. I just get to wear the hat. Okay, you guys ready? Robert? Okay? Here are your clues. Don't think I can go the distance, huh? Okay. I get the point. Oops, I guess I had it facing the wrong direction.
Which you really didn't. It looks like you did have it facing correct. But that's okay. We don't expect a lot.
There.
That's it. That's the challenge. Off it goes. Off go the hard hats. Now okay. We can get down to the good stuff.
The pressure.
Down to the good stuff.
So, Mr. Shuchuk.
Yes.
Going to the PDC?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I hear anyway.
Excellent.
They tell me this.
Excellent.
What are you going to be talking about?
Well, last week I heard I'm going to go do a big overview talk on how people can take their apps and use our collection of services to make them better.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty exciting.
Excellent.
So it's a 200 level all up over.
Oh, so it's one of our anchor sessions.
It's an anchor session, yeah.
Okay. That's fantastic.
Yeah, there's now I got to go figure out what we're doing.
What you're actually going to do yeah. and say?
47 days and counting.
You know that.
It's burned in my brain like nobody's business. Yeah.
I see the numbers.
Yeah.
So the anchor session has lots of responsibility. I mean, because you basically walk from a keynote into anchor sessions, and anchor sessions really kind of set the
context.
The tone. Yeah, set the tone. That's a big responsibility.
So somebody has to go, yeah, we have to write this. What the way I want to do this, what we've been talking about, and we just in here talking to some customers today about this, was I want to take an existing app, and then I want to just start adding stuff to it so it's really incremental and easy, and then show them how it all weaves together. And the challenge is, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
So picking the right things, getting it. Yeah, so how many days?
Yeah, 37.
Yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned something that I don't know if we've ever talked about on the show, but you know where we film this is actually a lab where we also have a lot of customers come to campus.
The Platform Adoption Center.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're here working with some customers.
Yeah, I kind of did a dry run of a talk that I think I should do.
Yeah. Ooh.
And they said it was great.
Juicy.
Well, in fact, it kind of amazed me because I picked a scenario that was a little more business ISV focused.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the top Web 2.0 companies in the world came up and said, that just rocked.
Ooh, good.
Excitement.
That first part that you did where we're talking about how to do identity and access control, mm-hmm. that was just, it blew me away.
Validation.
That's awesome.
So
that's exciting.
It is exciting. So without saying too much, because we have to keep some secrets to ourselves for 47 more days.
Darn. Yeah,
why should people come to your session?
It's like Christmas.
I know.
It is kind of like Christmas.
Yeah.
What is the little thing with a piece of chocolate every day?
The advent calendar?
Yeah. I want to be
Did I get it right? Did I win? Was
chocolate
that
every day.
What
that sounds like something my wife does.
I should win some.
I want chocolate every day to the PC.
I like that.
So why is your session going to be really cool? Not to be missed.
Well, it's going to be really cool in a way that has nothing to do with me. It's just all these amazing people around the company have been working for years, and we're finally pulling it all together. So I get to be this lucky guy that gets to go, hey, let's trot out this cool thing and this cool thing, and why don't you tell us about that? So...
Do you think that we're going to reveal some stuff that will be surprising to some of our customers?
We've been working a long time, a lot of different groups. I think people are going to be pretty excited about what we pull together.
I'm just getting excited listening, and I think I know what we're going to talk about. This is effective. I like this.
How many PDCs have you been to? Do you know?
A lot. I think,
really?
I think I've been to every PDC since 1993 when I got to Microsoft. I missed one.
Wow, that's a lot of PDCs. Yeah. So we've had that talk on this show a bit, and we think
it's probably 12.
This is our 13th mm-hmm. PDC, yeah.
Or 11 or 12.
Yeah.
What the hell is a technical fellow?
That's a good question.
I'm not sure any of us know.
Start with that.
Yeah.
Other than a very pretentious title.
Yeah, so
it's a cool title.
Somebody
used to be a distinguished engineer here, right?
Yep. So there's kind of, you know, we got a lot of people who drive a lot of different aspects of the company, and we kind of think of our distinguished engineers as the people who have really done the work to make something kind of amazing and a couple of things in the industry happen. Out of that rank, a number of us have gotten this designation. We don't really know what it means too much, but it's about having made a number of pretty significant contributions in the industry. And so I guess they liked some of the work that I did doing that Visual Studio thing and .NET and WCF, and, you know, some of that fun stuff.
So I want to hear about one of those. You can pick whichever one you want, but we've got a PDC crowd here, right?
Yeah, because we have like 60 seconds. Go ahead.
60 seconds.
Yeah, we have 5 minutes.
Yeah, we got 5 whole minutes here.
So what was, I don't know, they're all amazing.
Well, Visual Studio, for example. I mean, what kind of involvement did you have in Visual Studio?
Well, so when I got to Microsoft, they bought my company. We had a little company, and this was before the web existed. So,
wow, let me think back.
I know, it's hard as
hard as it is.
Yeah, and Al Gore, yeah, I don't know what he was doing at the time. But
exactly.
I had hooked up with a bunch of guys from that were PageMaker people. Mm-hmm. And
Eldest PageMaker.
Yeah.
What you're talking about?
Yeah,
now?
And so we had this idea that modems, which were running at about 110 baud, that were going to get faster.
Yeah.
And we said, hey, if they get faster, maybe we could do electronic publishing. And people thought we were just nuts.
Of course.
So we started building this stuff, and we built all these crazy things. We called them information magnets, which nowadays we think of as RSS. So I got a patent on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had this idea that we would have markup languages, mm-hmm. and then we would take the markup languages and we would apply a style to them. So we got the patent on style sheets,
mm-hmm.
and so we did all this stuff. And then I got to Microsoft, and we were building a bunch of proprietary stuff. And then we said, hey, this thing, the web's starting to emerge. Why don't we take all these technologies? And we worked with Adam Bosworth and a bunch of folks, and we built the first really dynamic HTML-driven browser. And at the same time, we built a bunch of tools.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Visual InterDev back then.
Oh, yeah, InterDev.
And
those were the days.
We, you know, like, I remember Steve Millay and I sitting around with a bunch of guys talking about Disney and doing this thing when we went over and talked to other people. And so we did this crazy thing called XML HTTP post.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of the stuff that we do on the web today came out of a lot of these crazy conversations going on. Anyway, so
that's
we're
impressive
there.
Stuff, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was off doing this crazy web stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There was this guy Brad Lovering,
yep.
who was
mm-hmm.
off doing mm-hmm. this crazy VB project,
mm-hmm.
and it turns out that some of the people on our projects didn't like each other and thought the other guys were crazy.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of that one here.
No.
So, politics.
So I remember Brad and I got together in the Building 4 cafeteria. And nobody wanted me to talk to that evil Brad guy. And we sat down and we talked about what our teams were doing, and we said, you know, we could work together. And so we brought our teams together, the Visual InterDev team, the Visual Basic team, mm-hmm. and we started pulling that all together. And then in that process, we thought that there was an opportunity to use some of the web ideas as the kind of the foundation mm-hmm. for this new world. And
mm-hmm.
so that, coupled with work that I had been doing with Brian Arbogast and a lot of other guys, we pulled all that together into Visual Studio, and that kind of became what eventually became VisualStudio.net, and really changed the game where we, for the first time, had integrated development environments.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember, prior to that, everybody had mm-hmm. their own libraries, mm-hmm. their own development tool. They were all completely separate, so you had to kind of pick one. And so this was really the game changer that where we moved to the new world of integrated environments and were able to make the economic investments in these much richer development frameworks. So that was a pretty fun time.
Yeah, I'm never going to be a technical fellow. I've decided here and now.
But you can go to the PDC and you can hear from one.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I think that's proof that we really do bring out our top talent
totally
to the PDC.
Totally
it's not like we reserve it just for the keynote space, like mm-hmm. throughout all of the breakout sessions and tracks, or not tracks. Tracks or not tracks.
Yeah.
We're not.
Yeah.
Disclosing tracks.
Oh, okay.
we really take the PDC very seriously. We want our top thinkers to go down and talk to our customers.
But really, I mean, I get the great honor, if you will, of having all of these amazing people that are here bringing it together. And so, in many regards, I'm more like the MC pulling it together. And the great thinkers are all the individual folks on all the teams that are just, they're building amazing work. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is. We haven't had a PDC in 3 years, so it's going to be really special.
It's a long time.
This is going to be a very interesting PDC, too.
I think so, too. It's a lot to pull together,
I'll tell
you.
A big change.
Yeah.
A very big change.
You say that with a little evil grin.
Well, I've been through a lot of these transitions. I was
uh-huh.
through that internet one. I was through the where we kind of did the big change, where we started doing service-oriented architectures.
Mm-hmm.
This is the big, big transition around new next generation computing platforms and so on.
Damn, wow. I'm going to go sign up now.
I was thinking. I want to go.
That's pretty exciting. So we talked to Amitabh in an interview. 1 minute. Oh, I don't know
if I can get this out. I'm watching the
timer. Services. You know what? When I started to hear about services, just in the whole, and what it meant to me as a developer, what are some of the things that come out right away? Because it was a little weird to me. It was confusing to think about what this even means.
The thing I think about is just the opportunity to just completely change the game in terms of how easy we're going to make it for people to build amazing applications. So, you know, we were just in there talking to a bunch of customers, and we were talking about, for example, workflow. And I'm not disclosing anything. We've got some of these workflow technologies out on the web today. But we're talking about a scenario where somebody has gotten their app up and running, and let's just say they were doing something like a test score. And they completed the test, and one of their customers says, hey, I want to get a...